Do you find yourself turning to food when life gets difficult or stressful? Are you snacking throughout the day even though you aren't hungry? If this sounds like you, then today's podcast is specifically something you need to listen to. I'm going to explain why you need to lean into feelings of discomfort and learn how to sit with difficult emotions instead of turning to food. If you are ready to finally lose the weight you want to lose for good, then let's go. Do you want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you with comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. So one of the things that, as an emotional eater, when I was young, I was not allowed to express my feelings. When I got in trouble or I was upset about something, I was not allowed to say anything. It was, you know, if you're going to cry, you go to your room and you cry, and nobody wants to hear anybody who's negative. So go to your room if you're going to be negative. And so I was sent to my room a lot because I was extremely emotional, and that really wasn't allowed. And so my default was to feel very, very misunderstood and very angry. And I didn't want to feel angry. And my body didn't want to feel angry, and my brain didn't want to feel angry. And so what would it do? It would tell me to eat something. And I'd be like, well, heck yeah, I'll do that, because it's going to make this feeling go away. And that is what we do as emotional eaters. What we do as emotional eaters is we come up with all of these ways that we avoid feeling uncomfortable, when the reality is leaning in and feeling emotions and allowing them to be present and allowing yourself and trusting yourself to experience those emotions is the key, not only to managing your emotional eating, but also to losing weight. Because if you're not having all of those times that you're turning to food because you don't want to deal with how you feel, I mean, so many people have talked about recently, I've been hearing a lot of talk about I'm having such a hard time not snacking. Snacking when you're not hungry, and even when you are hungry, snacking as a default or as a thing you turn to or a habitual habit, that's not dealing with your feelings. That's not dealing with how you feel and with the discomfort sometimes of being hungry too. So we really have to wrap our heads around the whole idea of being uncomfortable and being okay with it. And that's what today's podcast is all about. So if you have stumbled upon this podcast and you're like, what the heck are they talking about? And who is this person? So my name is Kristen Jones, and I am the owner and CEO of Kristen Jones Coaching. I'm also the founder of the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community on Facebook, and the owner and operator of the Breakthrough membership, which is a private paid membership as a part of an offshoot of the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community. And what I do is I am a life coach, and I help women manage their issues with emotional eating and lose weight if weight loss is what they need. But in all honesty, I'm going to be completely transparent with you all. The weight loss and the emotional eating is kind of like, that's kind of, I don't want to say it's a smokescreen, but that's kind of the thing that I always thought was my problem. And really what I want to help people do is what I've helped myself do, and what I still am trying to help myself do, is believe in myself and know that I'm worthy and know that good things are coming into my life and good things are in my life, and that I can be grateful for every single thing that I have right now, as well as anticipate, be receptive and open to all of the amazing things that are going to come to me in my life. But if I feel like I'm unworthy and I feel like I'm not good enough and I don't feel like I measure up, those things aren't going to happen because I am going to push them away. And I am going to, in the process of feeling that way, eat myself into a place that's not where I want to be. And I'm not going to show up as my best self. And I'm not going to strive for the goals and the dreams and the things that I want in my life. If that sounds like something like kind of where you are, like you're like, I'm not feeling like I'm living up to where I should be. We right now are live in the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community. So all my people who are live, who are watching, if you feel like what I was just describing of like not going for goals, not reaching for what you want, not believing in yourself, not just in the area of weight loss, but it's permeated all areas of your life. If that's you and you feel like, oh my God, she was talking to me. Oh my God, she's talking to me. Then I want you to put in the chat. I want you to put me in the chat. Just put the word me in the chat. And I will know that what I said, that kind of holding yourself back in your life is where you are and you're ready for all of that to go away. And I know we think that it's the weight and we think that it's the emotional eating, but it's everything underneath that too. It's our feelings about ourselves. And that's what I want to get to. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about that today, but that's really what the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community is all about. And then also what my membership is about is really about teaching women how to believe in themselves again, how to love themselves again, how to take care of themselves and not put everybody else first. You got to put yourself first before you can take care of anybody else. Not just because you have to take care of other people, but because you deserve it and you deserve to be happy. So today's topic is the whole premise of avoiding discomfort. We as human beings we don't want to confront discomfort. We don't want to be uncomfortable. So there's three areas I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about why we do it, why we try to avoid discomfort, how that directly impacts emotional eating, and then what you can start doing now, today, after this call, in order to be able to start to move towards being okay with being uncomfortable. So let's jump in. So we're going to be talking about, okay, why do we do it? Well, in all honesty, our brain is wired to want to avoid discomfort. If we think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, safety, you know, a roof over our heads, you know, community, acceptance, all of those things are part of what our basic human needs are. And our basic human need is to feel a part of something and to feel connected with other people, to feel warm and to, you know, have protection from outside influences, outside things. And that is to feel comfortable. We don't go out and seek necessarily discomfort. So our brain, our primal brain is wired to want us to be happy, like right now in the moment. And it's what it goes out of its way to do, to make sure that we're comfortable. So your brain is already like, okay, my brain is like, okay, we want to make Kristen comfortable. We want to make her happy. What do we need to do? What do we need to get her to think, feel, and act? How do we want her to act in order for her to be comfortable, for her to be happy? Because that's what the brain's job is. That oftentimes directly collides with what we at a conscious level want, what we want in our lives. So we have to know that our brain is just doing what it's supposed to do, what it's from an evolutionary standpoint, what it's meant to do, but it might conflict with what you personally want to do. So we also have a pretty strong false belief. And I think, and I know this was me before I went to life coaching school, and I think it was even before social media, but social media has ramped this up so much and has made it just way more powerful, is we have this false belief that we're supposed to be happy all the time. Like life is supposed to be that Instagram reel. Life is supposed to be what all of your friends put up on Facebook. They put up the barbecues. They put up the happy dinners, the holidays, look at what my kids made me at school. They don't post when their kids are having a temper tantrum in the middle of Target and they want to run away and pretend it's not their kid. They don't post that stuff. Nobody does. So it really makes us feel oftentimes like, well, that's what happens in my life all the time. So I must be either a terrible parent or I must be an awful person or what, you know, whatever the case may be. But we have to understand that life is not ever going to be 100% all the time rainbows and unicorns. It's just not meant to be that way. Life is 50-50, 50% positive, 50% negative. And the sooner everyone embraces that and understands, and it doesn't mean that the 50% negative is tragedy. It just means that there are going to be negative things that happen. And that's just the way it is. And that with all those negatives, there's positives too. And it's 50-50. Sometimes we think and we're like, oh my God, mine's like 80-20. Only in a brief moment. And oftentimes it's just because of the way you're looking at it. But really, life is 50-50. And that is a really, really important piece. And a really, because so it holds us back when we think, oh, my life is supposed to be great. It's supposed to be like everybody else's life. Why isn't my life like that? Well, their life isn't like that either. So you don't have to worry about it. But it's knowing that and internalizing it and accepting it and realizing that, yes, it is okay that my life is not always fabulous and looks like the cover of a magazine. That's just not how it's going to be. The other piece, and I think this is really interesting because this is my mom and I have been talking about this, and this is how my dad is. My dad has a fear of letting emotions happen. And if he allows himself to feel sad emotions, that he won't ever stop feeling them. And the reason why is I remember this happening when my grandfather died, my dad's dad died. My dad got up and spoke at the memorial. And my dad completely lost it. And he couldn't pull it back together. And I remember, you know, like my mom having to go up and like take him, like walk him down from the podium because he was so like, he couldn't pull it together at all. I mean, he was having a hard time breathing. I mean, it was like one of the most painful things I've ever seen. And my mom said, she's like, your father will not, you know, like that happened. And I think she said it happened once before that. And like, that's it. Like he'll be angry. Angry is much easier for him to deal with than to be sad. He won't be sad. He'll just be angry, or he won't express emotion at all. And that is, I think that is something that a lot of people have a concern about. Like, I'm going to open up that floodgate and the floodgate's never going to stop. It's just going to keep coming in. I'm going to get sucked in and get swallowed up by the emotion and by the sadness. And I'm going to tell you, that's not how it works. It's not how it works if you are able to understand your thoughts and understand how much your thoughts play into how you feel, your thoughts play into how you process emotions, all of those things. Processing emotions is definitely something that I teach, and I teach that in great detail in the Breakthrough membership. It's not something I can just throw out here on a podcast, but processing emotion is definitely something that takes a bit of practice, but it's something that once you learn it, it is so powerful. We're going to talk about some things that lead up to that and how you can start to process emotions and start to feel emotions. And we'll get to that as we move forward. So how does all of this impact emotional eating? What does that look like? So if we think about it, you're cruising through your day and somebody says something, somebody at work says something, makes what they think is a funny joke, and you have your feelings hurt. You're not happy about it. First off, got to make sure you know, somebody says something, those are just words. You get to choose how you want to interpret them. We cannot blame other people. Other people don't make us feel anything. Anything. I want to make sure you know that. What people say does not make us feel a certain way. The reason why we feel a certain way is because of what we think about what they said or what they did or the action that occurred. So we always have to take responsibility. The way we feel is a result of the way we think, and it's our responsibility. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. We have to take responsibility for that. And it's important here because when we talk about, you know, we're talking about emotions, we have to realize that like that original thing that we get upset about that then we start eating over, that didn't have to happen. We chose to get upset about it. And I know many of you are probably rolling your eyes like, I do not want to hear that. And that's okay. That's okay. Because it does take some time. It definitely takes some getting used to, and it takes some learning and some practicing and some educating when it comes to like really, I'm the cause of the way I feel. But the cool part is you are the only one that can change that. The only one that can change how you feel, and you can change it in an instant. In an instant, you get to decide how something is going to feel and how something's going to play out. You get to decide because it's all based upon your thoughts. So that's kind of cool. But when it comes to emotions and emotional eating, and that's why they call it emotional eating, because it is about emotions. When people start to feel emotions inside of them, they're very uncomfortable and they don't want to feel that way anymore. And they don't understand that an emotion is merely a vibration in your body. It feels so uncomfortable, but all it is a vibration. It is not going to kill you. It is not going to go on forever. Because remember, how we feel is based upon our thoughts. Unless you want to keep thinking about it forever, you can feel that way, but you don't have to. You keep your mind clear and you just allow the feelings to be there, they'll absolutely be there for a short period of time. Maybe 2 minutes or so, but you have to realize that. And then we recognize that like those feelings come up. And then what we want to do is we don't want to feel that way. Our brain goes, oh my gosh, she's not happy. What can I do quickly to get her to be okay? Now, you could have a drink. You could smoke some weed, take some pills, whatever, could gamble. You could buy something on the internet. You could exercise a whole lot. But let's be honest, food is like the easiest one and it's pretty enjoyable. It's pretty pleasurable. Food is the thing that we turn to when we don't want to feel those feelings. We want to distract ourselves. We want to avoid it. We want to do anything to just take that feeling away for just a moment. And what we don't think about in the moment, because we want to get rid of that feeling so much, is how we're going to feel 5 minutes from now, because we're going to feel disappointed in ourselves. We're going to be ashamed. We're going to feel like we let ourselves down. We're going to be disappointed. And then we wake up the next morning and the scale is going to be up. We're not going to feel good about that. So however we're feeling in our bodies, if we're not feeling good in our bodies, and again, remember 50% of the time, you're going to have negative emotion. If you're carrying extra weight right now, and you think about 50% of the time of your day, you could potentially be uncomfortable if you are not learning another way of coping other than turning to food, then your weight's not going to go anywhere because you're going to continue to do that same habit and listen to your brain that says, oh my gosh, you're uncomfortable. You can't be uncomfortable. We need to eat. We need to eat right now. If you don't learn how to shut that voice down and tell it, no, we don't do that anymore, that is the beginning of the whole process. But allowing and just accepting that like, I'm going to be uncomfortable and I have to be okay with this. And if that means I take deep breaths, whatever it is, I have to be comfortable with this. So we need to make sure that we see that correlation, that when we don't feel good, and we want to feel good because our brain wants us to feel good, we're going to turn to food. And we need to find a different way. It doesn't mean to replace food with something else. It means allowing the discomfort to be there, allowing ourselves to have the difficult conversations, allow ourselves to be honest with people and tell them how we really feel. That is what we have to learn. And that's the part that's really kind of hard. So, and I get that. I get that. Been there. Understand it. So the part of what I think most people don't, actually, I think a lot of people do understand this because it does feel the same, kind of has the same feeling, is all addictive behaviors are also a result of this not wanting to feel discomfort. That is what we do. That is what, as human beings, the addictive behaviors that we have developed are based upon our desire to not be uncomfortable. So we really, again, the whole idea, and a lot of it, I'm going to tell all of you, a lot of it is about you getting from a brain and a thought standpoint, you getting comfortable with, oh yeah, it's okay for me to feel uncomfortable. I'm okay feeling uncomfortable. I'm okay this feeling this way. It's okay. I can do this. That's what we really need to, hold on a second. Okay. Sorry about that. So I want to make sure that everybody knows it starts back with your thoughts. It starts back with your thoughts, and then it develops into your thoughts about being uncomfortable. So the first thing, I'll be getting to this, but the first thing you're going to need to do is get comfortable with the idea that you are going to be uncomfortable and you're going to be okay with it. So, that's probably one of the most important things. The other piece is most adults are walking around not realizing that their reactions to these uncomfortable feelings are usually, they're not always destructive behaviors, but a lot of times they are. And a lot of times they are things that will have repercussions and ramifications for them. In the case of emotional eating, in the moment, you're going to take care of that feeling. You're going to be like, oh, okay, I feel better now. Again, how are you going to wake up the next morning? And then how are you going to feel about yourself and your ability to be able to handle these things? So that is what, and that just brings us back to how do we feel about ourselves and how do we take care of ourselves? And do we believe that we can handle things? So getting all of those pieces kind of in line is what's really, really important. But again, when we don't, and I say this all the time in the group, and so if you're new and you haven't heard this, if you're watching the podcast and you're like, I haven't heard this before, well, you'll be hearing it a lot. And if you listen to my podcast, you know, when we don't feel good about ourselves, that could be how we feel about ourselves emotionally, how we feel physically, if we're upset about something, when we don't feel good, we don't make good decisions. I'm going to say that again. When you don't feel good, you don't make good decisions for yourself. We act impulsively. We do what's immediate and going to get us the immediate satisfaction, the immediate gratification that we need to make ourselves feel better. And oftentimes those things are not long-term the best things for us to do. So really getting comfortable with understanding that I'm going to feel uncomfortable and that is going to be okay. And I don't need to make myself feel uncomfortable, nor do I need to buy into it being a bad thing, because I need to be okay with it and realize that it's part of being a human being. And the sooner we learn how to be a human being, the better off we're going to be. So how do we get more comfortable with being uncomfortable? So the first thing is you have to accept that 50-50. You have to accept that life is 50-50. And that you are going to have experiences on the regular that are going to be negative. And you need to be okay with that. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to run from it. You don't have to distract it. You just have to allow it to be there. So accepting that that is the reality of your life. And it's the reality of every single person's life. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to give you an example. And for those of you, I don't really talk about sports that much, but I am a huge football fan. And so you look at people's lives and, you know, a week and a half thing, almost 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, you know, what people would say would be like this ideal power couple, Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, married, I think 10 years, they have three kids. And they're now getting divorced. And people would say, oh my gosh, their life looks fabulous. Their life looks amazing. No, they're human beings. Their life is 50-50. Half the time, things are not good. They're no different. They are no different than you and I. They're no different than anybody else. Everybody has it. Everybody has that 50-50. And we have to accept that as a human being, we have to do that. We have to accept that. Second thing, we need to remind ourselves what I said earlier, a lot of our own discomfort and the uncomfortable feelings we have, oftentimes we create. So I'm going to ask you to be honest, especially those people in the chat who are watching this in the group. Do you say horrible things about yourself to yourself, to other people? Do you say them out loud? Do you say them inside your own head? So if your self-talk needs some tweaking and needs some adjustments to not make you feel so uncomfortable, just write self-talk or type self-talk into the comments. If you feel like, oh, I bring a lot of this on myself, those uncomfortable feelings that I have, it's because I beat myself up, because I make myself feel bad, because something happens outside of me that I have no control over, but yet I take responsibility for it. And I blame myself, and then I make myself feel bad. We've got to recognize that oftentimes we are the one who are starting. We're starting that negative spiral, that negative self-talk, or that negative energy that then makes us feel uncomfortable and then makes us want to turn to food. So it all starts with your thinking. How are you thinking about yourself? How are you thinking about the world? How are you thinking about your life? That is where a lot of this starts. And that's what I really, really, you know, dig into in the membership. We talk about that a lot, about it's all about our thoughts. It isn't about looking at what kind of food you're eating. It's not any of that. It's what are your thoughts and how are you feeling about yourself? And then what are the decisions that you're making as a result of how you're feeling about yourself? And are you the person that's getting in your way? That's a huge thing. So the third thing is, when you are faced with difficult situations, when you are faced with, and it's, let's be honest, it's hard when emotions get going. It is really hard to stop yourself and be like, oh, wait, here, I'm doing it. You know, and sometimes it's your five handfuls of potato chips in, and you're like, oh, wait, oh, I'm doing it again. Got to stop. But it's what our, you know, we have to think about, can I make myself aware? How can I create some sort of like safe word or warning for myself that, oh, I'm falling into it. I'm doing it. How can I stop myself? And that's going to take practice. And I will tell you, that takes practice to consciously do it. And then to have something come up and recognize like, oh, here, I'm doing it. Here, I'm doing it. I've got to make sure that I'm allowing myself to feel these feelings. I'm not turning to food. I'm not walking into the kitchen to look into the refrigerator for the 20th time today. Creating some sort of just reminder for yourself that when you get upset, food is not the answer. Food's not what we turn to. We actually can sit with our feelings. So creating some kind of warning system for yourself, or whatever that might look like for you. I know for me, it's reminding myself in the moment of all the work that I've already done. This is not something for me that just came automatically. Like, I worked a long time on understanding my feelings, understanding my thoughts that were creating my feelings, and then stopping myself when I was feeling upset and going, oh, wait a minute, hold on. I'm not going to blame anybody else. Kristen, what are you thinking? Like, I had to many times had to stop myself in the midst of, you know, being upset about something and being like, wait a minute, what are you thinking? This isn't about somebody else. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you making this mean about you? And so that's what I would encourage each one of you to do, is to have some sort of, okay, when I start to get upset, this is what I'm going to do. Or you have a little bracelet that you wear, or you have some sort of reminder that allows you to be able to say, okay, I can see that I'm spinning, and I need to just close it down, and I need to be able to feel my feelings and not start reacting to them. And also, we want to, the fourth thing is, we want to make sure that we're not avoiding uncomfortable situations, that we're not avoiding having those conversations with people. That one of the things that is really important is to allow yourself to practice being uncomfortable, to practice having those awkward conversations, to practice telling someone something that you probably have wanted to tell them for the last, I don't know, 5-10 years. And then finally you're like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I need to tell them that this isn't making me happy, or what they say. Yeah, we think it's a joke. It really bothers me. It bothers me. I'm just going to tell you that, you know, and I'm going to have that conversation, but I'm also going to know that it's my responsibility to change how I think about it. But I do want to tell you that I'm uncomfortable. So really not shying away from having those uncomfortable conversations, and not shying away from facing up to things that we need to face up to. And I think that is once you do that a few times and you realize, oh my God, I survived. That was amazing. Like, I feel so strong. You're going to want to do it more and more and more. You know, probably not going to chase after it, but you are going to want to do that more and more, because it's an amazing feeling when you're able to stand up for yourself and you're able to say what you need and talk about your feelings and talk about how what your truth is. When you're able to do that, that is so incredibly empowering. And that's what I want for all of you, because when we can speak our truth and say, you know, and express our feelings in a way that is, you know, appropriate and kind for us, kind for other people, and that allows us to be able to actually honor how we're feeling, turning to food becomes irrelevant. You don't have to do it, because you're being you. You're treating yourself and you're feeling good about you being you. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to feel good about being who they are, not trying to be anybody else, but being exactly who they are and feeling really good about that. So those are just a few, and really, I have to just be honest and tell you that it really comes down to just being aware. Like, I'm going to give you all a homework assignment. So here's what I want you to do for the next 24 hours. I just want you to pay attention to how often do you either not say something, do you avoid, or do you shy away from an uncomfortable situation and you avoid it? How often do you do that? And then after 24 hours, I want you then to say, you know what? The next time this happens, I'm doing something. I'm going to say how I feel. I'm going to talk to that person. I'm going to have that uncomfortable conversation, or I'm just going to sit and I'm going to let the feeling be present and just be okay with it. And I know that I'm not going to die, and I know that I'm going to survive it. And that's what I want. I really want that for everybody. So please, that's your homework assignment. Next 24 hours, just pay attention to how often you avoid discomfort and uncomfortable interactions with other people and other places and other things, work, home, relationships, kids. How often do you do it? And then I want you to decide, you know what, next time it happens, I'm going to be okay with it. I'm going to lean into it. And I'm going to stand tall, and I'm going to let whatever happens happen, but I'm going to be okay with being uncomfortable, and I'm going to speak my piece, and I'm going to be proud of myself for doing that, because I know I'm valuable enough that it's worth it for me to do that, because I am important enough. And that's always what it's going to come back to, is you are valuable and worthy, and you don't have to do a darn thing to be that. You're that already. We just have to believe it now. So those, again, that's your homework assignment. Remember, I was a teacher, so make sure you get that done. And then what I want you to do for those people who are already members of the Breakthrough Emotional Community, Emotional Eating Community, I want you to post in the group about it. I want you to pay attention, to count and be aware of how many times you try to avoid these things, how many times you find yourself in the kitchen eating some, especially at night. How many times do you do that? And then the next time you decide, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put that thing away. I'm going to not go into the pantry. I'm going to sit here and feel these feelings. And I may even sit here and cry, but I want you to report out in the group how that was for you and how that made you feel doing that for yourself and representing yourself and taking care of yourself. So I hope that, my hope is always that what I present is helpful, and it gives you some guidance and gives you some guidelines as to what you want to, you know, what you can work on moving forward. One of the things that I think is really, really important is the thoughts that you have that this program, and you will never hear me ever call it a diet because it's not a diet, but the program that I run and that I have for people to follow is it's a life program. It helps with emotional eating. Yes, it absolutely helps with weight loss. It absolutely allows weight loss to happen, but it is all about your thoughts. It is all about your thinking. And so any of my group members, I asked this last week on the podcast, any of my group members who are in the Facebook group watching this, if you are a member of the membership, you know, and you can please feel free to comment that, you know, that if there's a problem and you're like, I'm not losing weight, I'm plateauing, I'm this, I'm that, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, what are you thinking? What are your affirmations? How are you taking care of yourself? Because weight loss is not going to happen until that other stuff happens. Until those thought pieces get worked on and they get addressed, and we dig into why you don't feel like you're worthy of losing weight, because I can promise you that's probably going to be there for most of you. Why you don't feel good enough to lose weight. But it's the thought piece, the thoughts, and really digging into, okay, so what am I thinking? And why do I think that? And where did that come from? And why am I continuing to do that? Why am I continuing to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result? And that is really what we deal with in the membership. So in the Breakthrough membership, that's what we talk about. That's what we talk about. We talk about that all the time. We don't talk about food. We don't talk about meal plans. We don't talk about all that stuff. We talk about, what are you thinking? How are you feeling about yourself? And that's the piece that needs to be addressed. And that's the piece that, honestly, it was so hard for me. It wasn't until I worked with a life coach and I started to understand, like, oh, I have to actually do this. I have to this and this, and I have to do it for myself. I'm the only person. And thankfully, I had an amazing life coach, and I was coached and taught in a very amazing, unique way. And that's what I share with you all. And that's what I teach. I teach not only in the free group, but more specifically in the membership. And that's where the big changes start to happen, is when we really start to dig into, it's not what I'm eating, it's what's behind it. It's what's that, what are the thoughts and the beliefs and the feelings that I have behind what and why I'm eating. That's what we need to get to. And that's what we need to figure out. So if you are ready, if you're in the comments, if you're watching in the group, I would love for any of you to share. This is not, I will be honest, it's hard work. I'm not supposed to say that. I'm supposed to say this is super easy. No, this is hard. This is hard to unravel years and years and decades of thinking about yourself in a certain way and finally realizing, like, it's not working for my life. That's a lot. It's scary. It's scary to do that. And so I love working on the bravery of the women in the membership is just like astounding to me. And so if you're ready to do that, and even if you're not ready to do that, sometimes we're not ready, but we have to, being ready is a decision. You can't just wait for it. You have to decide. You have to decide, like, I'm so done with how I feel right now that I will go through the discomfort because I know what's on the other side is going to be so much better. We have to decide that we believe in ourselves enough that we can handle it. So again, if you are interested in learning more about the Breakthrough Membership and taking it to that next level, if you're not there, that is so okay. That is so okay. Access things in the free group. But if you really are thinking like, yeah, you know what? That's really what I need to be working on. I always thought it was just my weight. And if I lost weight, then I'd be okay. And everything would go away. And that's what I thought too. And it never worked. And so if you're ready to really start to make some serious significant changes, just put breakthrough in the comments or just send me a message. Just send me a message through the group. If you are listening on the podcast, please come join the group. If you're listening on the podcast, what I really want you to do is, if you are not a member of the group, and if you are a member of the group and you have not done my free course, y'all need to do that. So you want to go to www.Kristin, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, I'm a tin, I'm an I-N, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, coaching.com. So www.kristinjonescoaching.com. That is my website. Very few people see it, but very, I don't direct people there, but I'm directing you now because it's very special. My website, and click on the take my free course, click on that, get signed up for the free course. And then you can contact me through my website as well, or you can come join the group. But if that is something, and I'll also put for the podcast listeners, I will put a link in the show notes so you can get access to learning more about the membership as well. But please make sure moving forward, you have your little superwoman cape on and you realize that there is nothing in your life that you cannot handle and that you cannot face. You just have to remember who you are, your worthiness, and your value. It's always there and it never goes away. And you just have to remind yourself of that when you get into those situations that, like, nope, I can handle this because it's always there for me. It's always there. And everything that I have, everything that I need, I already have inside me. You all do. And we just all need to believe that. And me too. I say this stuff because I need to hear it too. So again, I hope this was really helpful and I appreciate you all for taking the time to listen to the podcast. For my listeners, for my viewers in the group, thank you so much for coming on. All my new people who came in today, so appreciate you. And actually, I'm going to ask the people in the group to hang on because I'm going to end the podcast and I'll come over and chat with y'all. But if you're, again, podcast listeners, thank you so much for taking the time. And again, go to my website, www.kristinjonescoaching.com, and sign up for the Food Freedom Free course. And then you can also message me through there as well. All right, everybody, have an amazing week. Next week for recording purposes will be Thanksgiving. So we're right around that time. So if I don't see you or hear from you, have an amazing Thanksgiving. And I will see you all on the next episode. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To begin your journey towards losing your weight and managing your emotional eating, sign up for my free course, Food Freedom. Go to www.kristinjonescoaching, kristinjonescoaching.com, and click the link that says sign up for the free course.